And they also built the bed and breakfast on the other side, although it wasn't a bed and breakfast then, but that was another family dwelling, and Sil knows about them. Mm-hmm.
So did they have midwives around here ever, or did just doctors deliver babies?
They had old colored women that would come to the house and help the women deliver their babies. Wow. But most of them, if they were able, had. And there were some twins born in Roswell.
Triplets, honey. Was it? Triplets.
And Dr. Ezra was so afraid something was going to happen to them, they had to heat the water in jars, fruit jars, to keep the infants, make sure they stayed warm. So wouldn't anything happen to them, because the fires would go out at night.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he delivered, Dr. Ezra delivered everybody in town, didn't he?
Near about. Well, and then too, you know, your mother's sister, Aunt Ida, she would go with him sometimes. I think he was with Dr. Ezard when he delivered those triplets, you know. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. She wasn't a nurse, but she was very efficient in that case, you know. She knew what she was doing. Mm-hmm. And he'd stop and get her to take with him to a place like, I reckon he thought he'd have trouble.
Yeah.
But there was three of those, and mm-hmm. I can't remember the name.
I can't. It was so unusual, because mm-hmm. we'd never heard of triplets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Three at one time.
Wow.
But he would come to the house to examine you, and he'd keep clearing his throat, and then he'd get out a bottle of red medicine. And I don't know what was in that bottle, but whatever it was, it took care of you.
And he gave you a whole bunch of tablets. He'd put them in a little white envelope, about so big. But when he'd come in, he said, "Now get me two glasses of water." He'd mix up that red medicine in one glass, and then use the other to mix it, like however he wanted it. That little black satchel, I can just see it.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the sweetest thing. If you were ever walking on the roads, he never passed you up. He would stop and pick you up.
Aww.
He's a good doctor.
Yes, he was a good man, a good man. And then I've been told that when these doctors first started coming into Roswell, it just worried him sick because they charged so much. And I have thought, well, wonder what he'd think if he were here today.
Well, he really did care about the people he was taking care of.
He really did.
Sometimes to deliver a baby, they'd give him a hen or a pig, or, you know, just whatever.
Bushel of potatoes and mm-hmm. so on. Mm-hmm.
So they trade, sort of.
Right.
Wow. If you would get sick at night, would he come to your house at night?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Anytime he was called.
You had his house number. He had his office in the back of the drugstore here in town. The post office was back there in Uptown, mm-hmm. and Dr. Ezard's office. And I was a very finicky eater at that time. And I'd have to, my blood went so low one time, I'd have to come by his office every other day and get an iron shot till he got me built up. Well, he would be watching for me. He wasn't going to let me pass by, and it hurt so bad I'd try it.
Oh, he sounds like a good man.
He was a good man. We had some wonderful, wonderful people back in those. They're still here. It's just so many of them, you don't get to cross paths with them that often.
So y'all were country girls, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I never lived in the country.
Yeah, so you're a town girl.
Yeah, I came on a few years later.
Uh-huh.
So you're the city girl.
Right. My daddy went to Atlanta every day and worked.
Where'd he work at?
He built houses out of...
Oh, yeah, he was a carpenter, so he would not just do it here, but there, too.
Right. He built it in Buckhead, out Tuxedo Road, and all those houses out there, and he would build phenomenal houses in those days, but now they're not. But
would he drive out there?
Every day. And people complain now about having to drive down 400. He drove a truck and carried a lot of his people in the back of the truck. That he'd build a siding on the truck so as they would stay warm in the wintertime. And he went down Roswell Road, which was a two-lane road at that time. And he went every day, left home about 4:30 or 5 o'clock, and then came home in the afternoons bringing his people. And he did that for years and years and years. Never thought a thing about it, because that's what everybody else did.